Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. Super excited for today's episode. So the Enlightening Motherhood podcast just began its third year. Can you believe that? It just turned 2 years old. I can hardly believe that myself, but I went back and listened to the very first episode that I ever published, and you can hear my teeny tiny baby coughing in the background. Right now, she's 2.5. She's coming up on 3. So today, I wanted to give you the opportunity to actually delve even more into the background, behind the scenes of my podcast. I try to be really authentic in the online space, sometimes to my detriment. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw the story I posted last week of me pointing out all the messy things in my house and like the hair coming out and my clothes inside out because I was working on our old house, but you know, whatever. I try to show up just truly how I am in the online space. And that doesn't mean that I tell you absolutely everything. And I do know that with ADHD, sometimes I tend to overshare, so I'm a little bit nervous that I might be oversharing today. I'm also feeling extremely vulnerable because I'm going to tell you some things that didn't go so well that I don't know if I've brought up in the online space either. So let's go ahead and jump in. Let's start with the very first episode that I ever recorded. We're going to listen to it just for a little bit. It's going to sound so different than what you hear now. So let's listen to that intro. Welcome to the Keeping It Real podcast, a highly imperfect podcast full of ideas that I have found to be enlightening and am sharing with the hope that they will, in turn, bless someone else's life too. I am your host, Emily Hamblin. Okay, that was the very first intro anything of this entire podcast back in 2022. I'm back here now in 2024 chatting about it. Super fascinating. When I was beginning this podcast, I didn't really have a huge vision. I did not expect it to be going on into its third year. It was just, honestly, because I wanted some sort of accountability. The entire podcast literally started. I don't know if I should share this. It makes it sound so insignificant. It's not insignificant today, and it's helped thousands of people. But at that moment, recording that first episode, it was less than 24 hours prior that I had the idea of a podcast. And the reason that I had that idea for a podcast was because we were driving home from Disneyland with our family, our first time ever bringing our children. And on the way home, I had the book, The Explosive Child by Ross Green, which I heard wonderful things about, and I hadn't been able to get myself to read more than a chapter or two of, and I wanted some sort of accountability. And I was coming up with different ideas. How can I find accountability to make myself deep read, like really deep read and fully understand the things in this book? And I thought, I could text my friends, I could do this, I could do that. And then I thought, what if I start a podcast? And on the podcast, I tell people that I'm going to do an episode on the different chapters. Yeah, and if I could get like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 people to actually listen to the podcast, then I'll feel really accountable to those 3, 4, 5 people, etc. And so I pulled out my phone and I started Googling how to start a podcast. And by the time we got home, the kids were snoozing in the car and my husband was driving. Thankfully, by the time we got home, I had set up my podcast and outlined my very first episode. And so it's hilarious to me because People often will spend years and years planning for their podcast, and they have it all lined up, and they have this huge vision, and I think that's incredible and amazing. And I just went in this opposite extreme. I actually don't know anybody else that had such an impulsive, quick start to a podcast, but that's what I did. I just impulsively thought, I'm going to start a podcast, so I have accountability for this book. And then I thought, well, I need some sort of intro. I'm going to teach you things that I wish I had known. And let's name it, what is it? Well, I'm kind of real, so Real Life Podcast. And that was it. That's how it started. So my very first episode, whenever I did share the podcast on my social media with friends, I was super excited because I had 17 people listen to that first episode in its first week. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. And it's so funny because now I have, I don't know the exact numbers because I haven't checked all the sources, but I know the statistics are important to a lot of podcasters. They're not as important to me. I do know I have 150 followers on Spotify alone. Most of my followers come from Apple Podcasts. I haven't logged in for a while to see how many followers are there for the podcast. So in any case, yeah, the numbers were so small. And I was really excited just because someone was listening and that would give me the accountability. So for fun, I'm going to let you walk down memory lane with me. We're going to listen to this intro episode together. And next week, if you would like more behind the scenes, I'm going to get even more vulnerable. I'm so nervous about this. I hope that it doesn't come back to embarrass me one day. I'm going to get even more vulnerable. I'm going to tell you about when the podcast transitioned into becoming the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast, which it is today, when I began not just to kind of do it as a fun side hobby thing, but when I decided to make it a business and why. And the fact that the business, starting and running a business, has been incredibly difficult. And I've said before, like, I want to burn my business. I'm done. I'm ready to give up. I'll get into all of that. I'll give you a clue. It's not because I haven't enjoyed helping people. It's because it's been so much harder and a big financial strain that I was not expecting. I'll get into all of that in the next episode on the business. Meanwhile, enjoy episode one. I'm going to just plug it in here so you don't have to go back and re-listen to it. If you want to walk down memory lane at all, you can head to episode 3, which is where my podcast co-host, Ashley, joins us. And I'm so glad that she did. She's fabulous. And yeah, we will go till there. Enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Hey there. I thought I would start out the podcast by letting you know a little bit about who I am and why I created this podcast in the first place. That's my little baby in the background. I'm a mom of 4. I had 3 boys, and we were just blessed with our 4th child, who was the first girl. I am rather open about the fact that I've experienced a lot of infertility in my life. I've had 7 miscarriages, and so 11 pregnancies. I am a recovering perfectionist and former type A personality. I'm trying hard throughout my life to allow more mistakes and to go with the flow a little bit more. As a mom of 4, I'm mostly a stay-at-home mom, but I usually try to have some sort of side thing going on. It's more of a jobby than a major source of employment. My husband works full-time and supports our family. He's a teacher right now. He's teaching high school at a local charter school, and I am so grateful for him and all of his hard work for us. For me, I didn't grow up in a family that was particularly rich, but we always had enough, and I did have some really amazingly rich experiences throughout my life that I will share here and there on the podcast. I also, when I talk about children, I have my forever children that I have right now, my 4 children. I've fostered a lot of children also in our time that we lived on the Navajo Reservation. And so that is kind of part of who I am, even though a lot of people that currently know me don't really know about that chapter of my life. It's taught me a lot and given me some wonderful experiences also. I have some, you know, I don't really want to tell other people's business, but I do have some family members with quite a bit of neurodiversity, and I had a really big aha moment when I was getting one of my children evaluated for ADHD, and as I was filling out the paperwork for him, I went, oh my goodness, I'm like 99% sure that I have ADHD. And so I'll probably talk more about that sometime, but it was such a big moment to realize, okay, so the fact that I'm almost always late when I'm going somewhere, even when I'm trying to be early, and I didn't want to be late, that this is kind of a normal thing for, you know, people with ADHD. Anyways, I have so many friends and podcasts and books and more that just seem to teach me so much. And every time I hear those ideas, a new one, I think, where has this been all my life? And so I'm hoping to take those things that I've learned that I go, where was this 10 years ago? Why didn't I know this 15 years ago? And I'm trying to make them accessible to other people that are in similar walks of life or with similar personalities or goals or anything in that realm. I get that this podcast won't be for everyone, and I'm totally fine with that. I'm hoping that those who do find their little niche here in my podcast will find it to be nice and cozy. Thanks for listening, and I'm excited to delve in.
Want more confidence in handling your child's meltdowns? Well, my Why Is My Child Melting Down? Cheat Sheet and Mini Trading was made with you in mind. In just 10 minutes, you could be well on your way to better understanding your child's big emotions and behaviors, so you can know how to better help them thrive. And did I mention this is free? Yep. Get your copy at enlighteningmotherhood.com/freebies. And of course, the link is in the show notes.